0 3 3 7. Okay, so you could go ahead and lead off. All right, I'm going to ring him now.
All righty.
Thank you for calling Wells Fargo. This is Darren.
Hey, Darren, this is Kelly Sutton. You'd called me
Hello.
Earlier.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
How
Hi, how are you? Good.
I'm doing great. I appreciate you returning our call today.
Sure. You know, I was going through, there was a bunch of attachments that were sent to me, and I'm trying to get you to the right area.
Okay.
Could you kind of, because there's a lot of information, could you summarize for me what it is that we're trying to do here?
I will
sure.
be glad to. Let me first say this, though. We've got several people on this group call, and we have several others that could not make the call. Is it okay if we start the recording just so they will know what we went through?
A recording for what? I don't understand.
Just so they can know what we talked with about you, and then we can go through the specifics of what the attachments are about. Just wanted to put it out there to let you know that we would like to do that just so the other ones in our group will know the process that we went through.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to make sure I get you to the right area, so I'm not sure if you're
okay.
going to get much information right now.
Okay.
So you prefer, this is BZ Rieger, so you prefer that we didn't record it for them to hear that. Is that what you're saying? It's kind of like, you know, when we call in Wells Fargo and they say
I guess
this...
I've just never in my years had this type of situation. So.
Well, it's okay, Darren. It's just like when, you know, when you call through the Wells Fargo system and it says this call will be recorded for, you know, quality assurance and so on and so forth. Although we're not doing it for quality assurance, we're doing it because there are a number of individual people who have come together as a group that want to find the, like you're wanting to help us, find the correct person to work through. And they wanted to just, since they couldn't make it to the call, they just wanted to be able to hear what information you gave us. That's all.
Okay. Okay.
Great. Okay. So as far as the specifics of what it is we're trying to accomplish, we are each individual people, and we are calling you as a group, simply because it's a more effective use of your time and ours, to open up new accounts, individual accounts, and that's what the letter, you must have the letter to Mr. Strumpf in front of you?
I do.
Okay, great. So that letter sets up the intention.
Intention.
And then the background information that we put in with that also gives you the background information of how the global trust that each of us has a funding from would then be used in each of our individual opening deposits for the individual accounts will be setting up. And I'm just saying it in a way so that it kind of repeats the word individual enough times, just so that you know we are each standing in responsibility and liability individually, and then we're just talking to you as a group as one. Does that make sense?
A little bit. So as far as, so you're opening up individual accounts, so these are consumer accounts that you're interested in?
Yeah, so like a personal checking account. So that people can do whatever they would normally do with a personal checking account, buy a house or something like that, you know, using their funds. And then some people have businesses that they'd like to expand, so they might open up a business account as well. So as far as the specifics of what each person will open up, it would either be a personal account, absolutely, and then some may add a business account as well.
Okay, and how many accounts do you think you're looking at here? How many people are involved?
Well, on this call right this moment, there's 10 people. And, as soon as we know that we're talking to the right banker, whether it's within Wells Fargo or some other institution, that understands exactly how bank trade and finance works and how this is done. How bank trade and finance works and how...
Bank trade and finance, is that what you said?
Correct. Yes, and how money works.
Okay, so let's slow down. So what bank trade and finance, what does that mean?
Well, that's how the whole monetary system works. It has to do with how banks get their deposits, how the value is accessed, all that kind of thing. So what we're wanting to do is open individual accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I can only, since we are individuals, I can only, this is BZ, and I can only speak for myself.
Okay.
But, you know, we would be wanting to open, as I said, to start with personal accounts. So there are 10 people on this call, and I know that 10 people on this call would like to open up individual accounts. And then as far as numbers of other accounts, just, again, not speaking for someone else, but as far as I know that I've been in contact with in the group who couldn't make it on the call, there would easily be several hundred more, if not thousands more.
And let me just add a little note here. These will be transaction-type accounts, but high-asset accounts. So this is not just like your typical checking account or a savings account. This is more or less a new product probably for you guys because, you know, we're bringing our credit to the table here.
That's correct. And the other thing, too, is that with part of the terms and conditions is with the initial opening deposit, there would be, you know, part of our conditions and terms for you would be that there would be a 10% discount fee given to Wells Fargo for providing that service of opening the account, just like you would, just like normally is a practice on a high private banking profile account.
Okay, and so is there a certain dollar amount that's going into each account, or each person's individually funding their own?
Well, again, I can only speak for myself, but $500 million would be an opening balance.
But these, this would be split between we don't know how many accounts.
No,
so you're not setting up a public trust account. You're actually just doing all these individual accounts.
That's correct.
That have no correlation with each other.
That's correct.
Okay. So the public trust, which is mentioned in a lot of your paperwork, really doesn't apply because what we're doing is opening up all the individual. How is it connected
then? I'm going to interrupt you for a minute. The public trust applies because the public trust, just like you have, you know, name any trust you can think of. So if I, you know, my uncle dies and he set up a trust for me and gives me X amount of dollars, and I'm coming to you and saying, I want to open up an account. And when you ask me, okay, how are you going to fund this initial opening deposit? I'll say, well, I have this certificate of value or documentation here from my trust, correct? Well, that's the exact same thing. So in that analogy, the One People's Public Trust is in lieu of, you know, my uncle who died or whatever.
So a check would be cut from the trust, or they're just funding it themselves?
The certificate would come from the trust. The certificate would come from each one of us, and what it does is it ties into the UCC filing and the financing statement of the trust.
Okay. And everyone is spread out throughout the country as far as being able to go into one location to be identified?
Throughout the globe.
Okay. What I probably need to do is reach out to our wealth area. So I noticed that there was an address on here in Seattle. Is that where you're based, or?
Well, again, we are all individual people, and we're working efficiently and effectively for your time and ours as a group. So I personally live near just outside of Seattle. So technically not in the Seattle zip code, but I'm in Redmond, which is just right next door. So as I look at the people who are on the call, we have one from Idaho, one from California, Southern California, I believe, Nova Scotia. So and the other, you know, again, to use the term of the group, there are people from all over the world. So every part of the United States, all 50 of them, and every part of Canada, Australia, Germany, Switzerland, Holland, France,
So the ones in the U.S., are you picturing them going into our branches or into locations to do this?
Sure, they could. If we had a central contact person who knew what was what was going on, and then uh-huh. as far as the actual person in one of your shops to be in touch with them so that they understood. I don't think anybody, again, I can't speak for anybody else, but I don't think anybody would have an objection to that. The point is to understand, because of the scope of the business that we would be bringing, we need to have someone obviously who's, you know, to put it politely, further up the line and understands more of the intricacies of how things actually work, rather than just a teller at a local shop.
Right, exactly. Okay, got it. Okay, is there anything else that you needed me to know?
No, we just wanted to know how we would get in touch
with
this person.
Yeah,
and what would be the next steps and when we could expect to hear back from you.
Okay, let me do some digging around and see if I can get to the right departments, and then I can – do you want me to just call back the same number that I did?
That would be great.
Okay, and I'll leave you a message, or if you answer, and then I'll find out who the contact person will be.
That would be great.
That could get, because they might understand this a little bit more. I know more around how the branch network works, and this obviously isn't going to work for that. So let me find out what other departments can help with this type of situation to see how we can help out.
All right, Darren.